Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 27th edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We got a 7-game slate on tap tonight, a little medium-sized slate to get us back into the week of MLB DFS. Before we do so, let me talk to you about a couple of promotions we got going on. We got Draft at Draft.com, Draft in your app store. Great way to play fantasy sports. The baseball is a blast. There's guys in the Slack chat loving that. There's best balls for fantasy football. It's an absolute blast. You can do the slow drafts, 8-hour time limits. You can do the fast drafts and finish one in like an hour. There's all different sizes of leagues for it. Tons and tons of fun. They'll have the regular season. They'll have golf. A couple more events in the FedEx Cup Series coming up there. They have basketball and hockey when we get to that, which is very, very soon, actually. So, tons going on at Draft. And when you deposit, use promo code SDSports. Usually it's the first deposit. Try them for any. You never know what's going to happen. Use promo code SDSports when you check out. And you'll get a free entry into a free $3 tournament. So go check it out. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports. For all of you NFL DFSers, thequantedge.com is the place you need to go if you are looking to pay for a lineup optimizer and some of the most amazing tools I have ever seen. If you don't like to pay for things, I get it. I don't pay for much either. But these guys have an amazing tool. They have one of the coolest tools ever is if a guy gets hurt, say it's even an offensive lineman, you can take him off, and I'll show you how it impacts every player. When Bakhtiari of the Green Bay Packers got hurt, you could take him off, and I'll show you how Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, Randall Cobb, all of the players on the Green Bay Packers, how it'll affect them. You can do it player by player like that. They have a great wide receiver cornerback tool for week-to-week matchups, and they have so much more. They have tons of things coming on and tons more coming down the line, and it's super cheap. You go to all these other quote-unquote huge tout sites, and you're talking hundreds, a couple hundred bucks for a football season. These guys are $99.99 for the entire season. And if you use promo code BENCHED, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, you'll get 10% off that season pass. So go check it out. It is great stuff there. I think you guys are going to be very, very happy with it. And by far, it's the cheapest I've seen for the quality you get in this business if you are paying for it. So the lineup optimizer is up to 150 lineups. You can customize however you want to build it. So tons of good stuff there. Promo code BENCHED, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, thequantedge.com. We've got a couple other promotions coming up, but we're still working on finalizing those, and we'll get those to you soon. The goal of these, I know, is it's annoying to hear advertisements, but I need to do this to keep things going the way we're going because I never, ever, ever want to charge you guys. So that is never the intention. So none of this is free for me. So I got to do a few things here, and if you guys could help out, we'd really, really appreciate it. Last thing, ratings and reviews on iTunes would be much, much appreciated for all the podcast forums out there. And now to your 7-game slate. Again, I apologize. I hate doing that, but I have to do it. Totals on your 7-game slate. White Sox at Yankees, 8.5. Blue Jays at Orioles, 9.5. Nationals at Phillies, 9. Mets at Cubs. Waiting on that one because of the weather. We'll get to that in a second. Athletics, Astros, 8. Rockies, Angels. Waiting on that because Omar Despaña is making a start. And then D-backs, Giants. Waiting on that one because they made a change overnight. Chris Stratton is now starting instead of Mr. Kelly. So, some interesting games here. The weather, the only thing is we're waiting on the Wrigley weather like we do all the time. And right now it looks like it's going to be blowing out really, really well to left field, about 16 miles an hour. So a windy night in Wrigley, and it's pretty warm, like mid to high 80s there. So it could be a fun one in Wrigley tonight. Good total probably coming that direction. Let's look at your pitching on the slate. We have three guys over 10,000. You got Garrett Cole, Patrick Corbin, Noah Syndergaard. The ones I'm looking at here is Patrick Corbin at $11,500. At the San Francisco Giants. Cole is at home against the Oakland A's. I respect the hell out of the A's. If you want to go to Cole, you can. And then Syndergaard against the Cubs. It's a very much the same situation as Cole, plus that weather blowing out. I'll go to Patrick Corbin. He'll probably be popular, but he's faced the Giants 5 times this year. In 32 and two-thirds innings, 8 earned runs. It's it. 37 strikeouts in 32 and two-thirds. He's averaging 26.5 DraftKings points to start against the Giants. He faced him back on August 3rd, 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned. 8 strikeouts for 23.3 points. He has 21 or more DraftKings points in 4 straight starts in 5 of his last 6. He has 17 or more in 6 straight. He has been outstanding. And at 11-5 in pitcher-friendly AT&T Park against the Giants team, which strikes out closing in on 22% of the time versus lefties, he is in an amazing spot tonight. Lefties hit .334, righties .278 off Corbin. And the Giants have a .297 wOBA and a .131 ISO versus left-handed pitching. They're just getting worse and worse and worse. So Corbin at 11-5 is the one I'm looking at there. If you want to be contrarian with Cole or Syndergaard, knock yourself out. I don't hate it. There's two guys over 9,000. There's Tanaka. There's Strasburg. Strasburg looked like a mess last time against Philadelphia. He gets Philly again. I'm staying away until I see the vintage Strasburg come back because he looked horrible last time out. But I am looking at Masahiro Tanaka. And yes, Masahiro Tanaka is that roller coaster ride. And it is Yankee Stadium where stuff can happen. But Tanaka, you know, 4.27 ERA at home, 3.67 on the road. Still averaging 15.4 points per game at home. He has 16 or more DraftKings points in 6 of his last 7 starts, 7 of his last 9, 8 of his last 10. But he's very, very consistent. When he blows up, he blows up big. But otherwise, he gets the job done, and he'll get you strikeouts. And he's facing a White Sox team that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They're a -220 home favorite, the New York Yankees, that is. So Tanaka's in a great spot. You know, 25% K rate, 47% ground ball rate. Just gives up the long ball from time to time, which is weird with the ground ball rate like that and a strikeout rate. It's like when he does give it up due to his high hard contact, they light it up. The White Sox team total is 3.3, lowest on the slate. Lefty's 325, righty's 328. Average wOBA of 309, a decent ISO of 172, but nothing too fancy. So Tanaka at 95, I do like a lot tonight. If you don't want to go all the way up top, you can start right there and feel just fine. If you want to go down below in the 8Ks, there's three guys you can look at here. We have John Gray, Carlos Rodon, and John Lester, I think are all in play for you here. You got John Gray, 8,700 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. We keep talking about how great he's been since he went to his little mind-clearing session in the minors. He's faced the Angels once this year, 7 shutout innings of 4 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks for 32.8 DraftKings points. He, since his return from his little hiatus, it's been 21 or more points in, 7 of 8 starts. He had 1 hiccup against the Dodgers. Better than that, 21 or more points. He's been absolutely outstanding. This is an Angels lineup that really doesn't intimidate you. Yes, Trout is back, which helps. But overall, nothing scary. They strike out almost 21% of the time versus righties. Everything about John Gray screams outstanding. Lefties 320, righties 277. I love John Gray tonight, $8,700. I will definitely be having some shares of him. Now, your GPP play, and this is really interesting, is Carlos Rodon at $8,500. The Yankees' offense has been very, very hit and miss these days. Still no Aaron Judge, which is tremendous. And Carlos Rodon, this is a guy we always loved. He could never stay healthy, and he walked too many guys. But man, 19.3 at Minnesota, 23.8 at Detroit, 24.4 against Cleveland, 16-1 against Tampa Bay, 21-1 Toronto, 30.3 at the Angels, 31.5 at St. Louis, 15 at Houston. He has been outstanding. And then 19.8 at Oakland. 9 of his last 10 starts, he has 15 or more DraftKings points with a bunch of 19 to 20-plus point starts. A bunch. He's been pitching outstanding. $8,500 against a Yankees team that does terrify you, but they also strike out over 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He has a 20% K rate, a 40% ground ball rate, and the hard contact's only 26.3%, which really is really, really nice. The Yankees have a 5.2 team total, highest on the slate, which is, to me, kind of disrespecting Rodon, but it's the Yankees, and they can get anybody beat up. But lefty's hitting .306, righty's only .304 versus Rodon. So in a GPP, on a small slate like this, Rodon can differentiate you tremendously. He could also bury your night if the Yankees show up and do Yankee things. But as a whole, I like Rodon a lot at $8,500 with some big upside. Get you some strikeouts and make some magic happen at that price point. The other guy is John Lester at $8,200. The wind blowing out is a little terrifying. I'll be completely honest with you there. He's faced the Mets once this year. 7 shutout innings of 2 earned, 7 Ks for 15.1 DraftKings points. Coming off a 16-point performance at Detroit, 30.5 at Pittsburgh. Was a mess prior to that. So be careful. He's been much better on the road than at home. And that wind blowing out can be a little scary. But we know the Mets are pretty darn bad. When you look at Lester, the Mets strike out 25.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So you got that going for you. You got a Mets team with a .283 wOBA and a .124 ISO, both dreadful versus left-handed pitching. The wind blowing out will help, but Lester's still in a great spot at that price point at $8,200. So in this 8K range, I got John Gray 1, Lester 2, Rodon 3. But I'm really starting to think Rodon 2 is very, very nice. And GPPs, he's your play. Like, I'm thinking of a Gray-Rodon pairing could be very interesting. Or you drop to $7,000, and this guy's going to be the most popular cheap play on the board. And pretty much rightfully so. Sam Gaviglio at 7K for the Toronto Blue Jays at the Baltimore Orioles. We were all over him last time out. He's faced Baltimore twice this year. 14 and 2/3, 6 earned, 15 Ks for 22.7 DraftKings points. And he faced him his last time out. 7 innings, 2 earned, 7 Ks for 25.6 DraftKings points. Outside of a hiccup at Kansas City, he's got 15 or more points in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's shown some very, very good stuff here. So Gaviglio at 7K is the cheapie that everyone is going to go to. And then if you absolutely have to punt and want to punt and want to just pray to God it works for you, David Hess is $4,000 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. He has faced him. He's faced him twice this year. 13 innings, 2 earned, 11 Ks, averaging 20.6 a game against him, against the Blue Jays. And he faced him his last time out, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 7 Ks for 26 points. He's about a, you know, 8 or more type guy, but he's had some stretches of just disastrous. A lot of pitch to contact. I'd try not to go here if you could. But definitely a play. Gaviglio is going to be the cheapie everyone goes to. If you want to differentiate yourself, you can do it with your bats and just take the pitching as it is. But that's the guy for everyone. So recapping the pitching real quick. I got Tanaka and Corbin up top. In the middle, I got Gray, Rodon, and Lester. And down below, Gaviglio. And I guess if you have to, Hess, but I'd rather not. But some good pitching. I really like Gray. Like him a lot. I think Rodon is a phenomenal GPP play. And then Gaviglio is in a great spot. Lester against the Mets team, just the wind blowing out. And then Tanaka and Corbin, both phenomenal spots there. There's going to be some bats we'll find today. So pitching, you don't have to save a ton, I believe. Let's go to the catcher's position where you're going to have a lot of options as usual. Like Evan Gattis against the lefty Brett Anderson at 4K. If you want to pay up at the position, is in play for either. Even Martin Maldonado at 36 versus Anderson in that matchup is very, very nice. The Astros are going to be very popular. They have the third highest team total of 4.65. Lefty's 368, righty's 338 versus Brett Anderson. So that'll be a very popular target this evening. A couple others you can look at, like Omar Navarro's at 35 versus Tanaka, hoping he runs into one, but I'm not a huge fan of that one. Weeders against Eflin at 34 could be a cheapie you could look at. Alex Avila at 3K versus Chris Stratton. Stratton's a mess. Lefty's 334, lefty's 384, righty's 370 off Stratton this year. He started out the year very, very well, and it's just unraveled tremendously. So Avila at 3K could be a nice cheapie for you. Johnny Lucroy at 28. I know it's cold, but I'll still give that a look. Caleb Joseph at 28 versus Gaviglio. Two cheaper options you can take a peek at there. Then other than that, you just kind of have to check your lineups and see what pops out. Maybe Jeff Mathis gets to start for 2,500 against Stratton, but I'm guessing it'll be probably Avila. Going over to first base, you got Goldie at 51 is absolutely outstanding. Kendrys Morales is up to $5,000, and you know why? Because all he does is crush baseballs. 8 home runs in his last 10 games. He's averaging 16.3, 18, 19, 14, 17, 24, 32, 17, 3, 10, 9. 9 or more points in 9 of his 10. Ridiculous. And he's facing David Hess, who you can just light up like a Christmas tree. Toronto's got a clean total of 5, lefty's 356, righty's 339. Morales is in a phenomenal spot yet again in a very hitter-friendly ballpark in Baltimore, so I can't even hate on it. Can't hate on it at all. Tyler White's up to 4,400 versus Brett Anderson. It's a very interesting play. He'll go overlooked. People will not pay for Tyler White. He's averaged 9.6 his last 10. He had a 0 yesterday, but then 16, 29, and an 8 prior to that. So the kid's got some talent. We'll see how that pans out, but $4,400, very interesting. Justin Smoke, $4,200, kind of in the shadows of Kendrys Morales these days. Yeah, Yuli Gurriel at 41 in a very sneaky play. If you're going to fade Tanaka, you're looking at guys like Matt Davidson, who's all hit or miss because you're looking for the long ball. That's what you're looking for. I'm not recommending fading Tanaka, but you know he can blow up. So if you're doing it, you're looking at guys like Davidson at $4,100. Carlos Santana at 41 versus Strasburg is interesting. Daniel Murphy in a GPP versus Syndergaard at 4K. Murphy's been on fire since becoming a member of the Cubs, so that's interesting. But Wilmer Flores versus Lester at 39 will be a popular play to save some cash in a good spot there versus Lester. Talking about how on the year, lefties 369, right, 359 off Lester, and Flores loves him some lefties. Wind blowing out hard to left at $3,900. That's a nice play there. A little farther down, you can get a discount on Matt Olson at 37 if you want to fade Garrett Cole, which is dicey. Trey Mancini at 3,600 versus Gaviglio, same with Chris Davis and a GPP. I could see that as some options for you there. Other than that, the red hot Luke Voit, $3,400 for the Yankees, went to Ding Dong City again last night. He's averaging 9 in his last 10. He had 26, 7, and 35 over the weekend against Baltimore. 5 or more in most of his games with the Yankees this year. $3,400 versus Carlos Rodon. Again, the Yankees have the highest team total. But lefties 306, righties 304. Really nothing clear cut in the sand there. Second base. You got Javi Baez at 52 versus Syndergaard. I love it in a GPP. I think that's going to be tremendous because no one's going to want to pay that price for Syndergaard. And I get it. But you got to get weird on a 7-gamer. You know, I'm not as weird on a 7-gamer. You can still stay a little balanced. But Javi Baez is that talent that could take advantage of that without wind blowing out. It could be very, very fun. You slide on down to guys like Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Our Lourdes Gurriel Jr. He's $4,300. He's back. Probably going to take a few games to get going. But in his 2 games since the DL, 2 points, 4 points. He was crushing it beforehand. At $4,300 leading off first. Hess, I can definitely dig that. Johnny VR just keeps getting it done. He's $4,200. 9 more points yesterday after a couple zeros, and he had a 24 against the Yanks, a 2, a 3, a 17, 3, a 25. He's got that GPP upside when he gets on it to steal some bags, so you always keep him on your radar. Sliding on down here, like Cesar Hernandez, Ben Zobrist, Daniel Murphy, Asdrubal Cabrera, that whole little range there between 4 and 4,200. Decent plays, probably if you're stacking, you go to players like that. Jed Lowry, the $3,700 discount there for you. Ketel Marte is down to $3,700. You need to go there, but you know, you can look at a guy like Devin Travis at 35 versus Hess, a little bit of Toronto value there. They have a high team total against a really bad pitcher, and you're gonna get discounts on some guys. Travis was on fire for a while, he's kind of slowed down, but like 2-0, he had 18 because he went deep, but then a couple zeros, a 2, a 7. It's been a little slow week for Devin Travis, that's why he's down to 3,500 again. And then, like, Neil Walker at 33 as a punt is okay, not in love with it. Maybe an Alan Hansen if he's towards the top of the order at 31. Kelby Tomlinson at 31. But not great plays. Try not to go that far down if you don't have to. Head over to third base. You got Bregman at 54 against Anderson's outstanding. I think the Astros are going to be very, very popular tonight. Them and the Blue Jays should be. I don't understand the Yankees team total. Maybe I'm totally missing something, and I could be. I know Rodon's a lefty against the Yankees, but he's much better than these other guys that are getting lit up, so it's weird. But Bregman at 54, Descalso at 44, interesting. But Miguel Andujar at 43, if you are fading Rodon, you can go there. I love the Todd Father tonight at 42 versus Lester. Good price point for a phenomenal spot for him. Eduardo Escobar, only 4,200 versus Stratton. Yeah, it's a park shift, which sucks. But it's a really good spot there for Escobar coming off a 5, a 14, a 0, and a 10, and a 7 even, a 3 and a 15. So Escobar's got that talent, a great matchup for Stratton. Just that ballpark just kind of sucks the life out of some offenses from time to time. And at the same price point, you can go get an Anthony Rendon at $4,200. If you've been listening to the show long enough, you know my love for Rendon. Lefty's 343, righty's only 276 versus Eflin, but a Nats with a team total of 4.5 and Rendon, to me, just kind of, I don't play the splits games as much with him. I like him more against lefties and righties, but still very, very good against Philly this year. He's averaging 12.3 a game against the Phillies in 12 games played against him, which is pretty impressive, coming off a 13-pointer yesterday against the Mets. So $4,200, he's a cheaper one if you need to go there. Other than that, like GPP-wise, you could try like a Mikel Franco at 30 and a Matt Chapman at 38. Those are some GPP looks, like a Yomer Sanchez at 37 versus Tanaka. Really nothing lighting the world on fire down here. Joey Batts at 3,500, third base outfield versus Lester if you want to completely punt the position. David Bote at 3,300 versus Syndergaard. And Tim Beckham at 32. Third base shortstop against Gaviglio. Beckham lets a lot of us down from time to time. He's a GPP play because he can run into one with the best of them, and he hits in a great home ballpark. So you can't just ignore him because he's slumping. You get that price point for that value. Like I always say, when you're looking for value, most value guys are just a couple base hits here or whatever, but you get value with a guy like Beckham who can go yard at any given moment, and that's the kind of thing you're looking at. Going to shortstop again, Bregman at 54, Baez at 52, both great. Bregman gets third base shortstop, Baez second base shortstop. So keep an eye on them. Carlos Correa at 45, maybe he's going to get things going here pretty quick against Anderson. That's a good spot there. Lourdes Gurriel at 43. Aledmys Díaz swinging a good bat at 42 versus Hess. Eduardo Escobar at 42, like both of those. Marvin Gonzalez is on fire. Outfield shortstop, he's up to 4,100. He's averaging 11.6 his last 10. We were using the crap out of him at 34, now he's up to 41. Still a good spot for him there. Mentioned Asdrubal Cabrera already. Maude Rosario leading off at $3,800 versus Lester. Could be a really nice spot for him there. Sliding on down even farther now, you got Marcus Semien at 32, Nick Ahmed at 33, Tim Beckham at 32. Those are kind of might be where I stop my march at the position, but at least you have, you know, a couple options in the 32 range to actually pick from for once. Then the outfield, you got like Mikey Trout, who's in play every day, but David Peralta at 3,500, absolutely love him versus Stratton. Wish it was in Arizona, but still, great spot for him to have some fun versus Chris Stratton. And if you get to the Giants bullpen, you can have some fun most times. So Peralta in a really, really nice spot. Stanton at 52 versus Rodon's not bad at all. I do like some Charlie Blackmon at 5K versus Despaigne. When you look at the Rockies, lefties 338, righties 413 off Despaigne. So Blackmon in a really good spot there. They do struggle on the road, of course, but not a bad spot. Still Peralta at 55 is the guy I want all the way up top. David Dahl at 48 is interesting. Chris Davis at 47 in the GPP. Yes, you definitely look there. But the Grandy Man at 47 versus Hess. It's a pricey tag for the Grandy Man. But at a GPP, he's one guy that will differentiate you. Yeah, guys like Shohei Ohtani, not bad. Adam Eaton at 46 is okay. AJ Pollock at 45 if you're game stacking. The D-backs definitely can look at that one. Juan Soto at 44, I like that, versus Eflin tonight. I think he's in a great spot. And Rhys Hoskins at 45 versus Strasburg if you want to be contrarian. I don't hate that either because Strasburg did not look good at all. Grichik and Teoscar Hernandez at 42 if you're stacking the Blue Jays against Hess. I like that quite a bit. Marwin Gonzalez at 41, we talked about that already. Odubel Herrera at 41 in GPP. I can dig that for sure against Strasburg. Daniel Palka at 4K. If you're fading Tanaka or you just want a one-off with some GPP power upside, Palka is your man at 4K. And then you got Nicky DeMonico at 4K. Also, he's averaging 10.5 his last 10. And then Palka is just that home run machine. He's averaging 6.5 his last 10. He went deep yesterday for 18 DraftKings points. So Palka, DeMonico at 4K each. And then even Nick Williams at 4K. There's three really nice GPP type plays. I prefer the White Sox guys in the ballpark situation, but all really good. Mr. McKinney, he's been crushing it. Billy McKinney of the Blue Jays, averaging 9.7 in his last 10, 14, 16, and 20 over the weekend with two home runs, playing great, going up against Mr. Hess at $3,900. This guy should be in almost every lineup tonight. Like, really. Even if he goes over, the price point for the matchup, the way he's hitting, you're looking at McKinney at $3,900, very, very popular place for you tonight. So I like that quite a bit. You slide on down some more. You know, Stuza Jr. is okay. Avisel Garcia at 38 versus Tanaka. I don't hate that either. It's a little cheaper. I try to get to McKinney and others, but not bad. Mid-threes and below now. You mentioned Trey Mancini at 36, the guy you can look at. Joey Batts at 35, talked about him. Conforto, it's lefty-lefty with 35. You could also go there. Lefties are hitting Lester fine this year. Conforto, not the best versus lefties, but you could give it a look. Even farther down now, like Austin Slater maybe at 3,400 versus Corbin if he's leading off. Cole Calhoun at 34 versus John Gray. Other than that, it's going to be pretty bleak down here below 3K. Jay Bruce versus Lester at 31 is very interesting. Nice GPP type play for you there. I mentioned Alan Hansen earlier. Jay Bruce at 31 could be a fun GPP play because he could run into one. His first game back the other day is $3,200. I mentioned in the Slack chat, he's a punt in the outfield. I like him deep. He's not going to light the world on fire, but he's interesting in that matchup versus Lester at 3,100. Very, very interesting. Other than that, check your lineups, see what pops out for you. So recapping your pitching real quick, you got Corbin and Tanaka up top. Tanaka is your GPP play, save some money play. I think it's a really good play. And Corbin's outstanding if you want to pay all the way up. In the middle, you got John Gray, Rodon, and Lester. Rodon is a GPP big play. If you want to go really different, that'll make you different. You can go a little chalkier with the bats that way. And then down below, you got Gaviglio. He's going to be the popular cheapie because he's about the only one worth a damn. And then you got Mr. David Hess if you need to get really weird, but I try not to if you don't have to. Again, Cubs game blowing out hard to left with the wind there, so watch the Cubs and Mets. Be interesting there, especially those like the Floreses and the Frasers and company for the Mets. You got the Rockies versus Despaigne. Could be very, very interesting as well. The D-backs versus the Giants against Stratton is outstanding. But the Blue Jays versus Hess, I really, really like. Got some value there if you need it. Remember McKinney at 3,900 and some others. The Astros versus Brett Anderson is going to be outstanding. And then the Orioles and the Nats are also interesting. It's all in play tonight. Phillies even against Strasburg is not horrible. Let's talk about your BVP real quick and send you on your way here. See if there's anything really worth much. Avisel Garcia, 3-for-9. Nothing special. Cedric Mullins, Tim Beckham, and Chris Davis. I'll take Gaviglio deep in a small sample. Kendrys Morales, 4-for-6 with a homer off Hess. Shocker. Grandy Man's 1-for-3 with a homer as well. In small samples. Mikel Franco, 7-for-22 with 2 homers off Strasburg. Azdrubal Cabrera's taking him deep twice as well. Bryce Harper, 4-for-6, 2 doubles off Eflin. Springer, Reddick, and Gattis have all taken Brett Anderson deep. In a small sample size, the Astros hit 441 against Anderson. Johnny Lucoy, 11-for-27, 2 doubles off Garrett Cole. Chris Davis, 6-for-22 with a double and a homer. Piscotty's taking him deep as well. Jose Bautista, 14-for-62 with 3 doubles and 5 homers. Only hitting 226, but he makes him count when he gets to John Lester. Wilmer Flores, who we talked about earlier, 5-for-13 with 3 home runs. And, you know, Hunter Pence, 15-for-41, 4 doubles, a triple, and 4 homers off Corbin. B. Craw, 10-for-37, 2 doubles, a home, triple, and 2 homers. Goldschmidt, 7-for-14, 3 doubles and a homer off Stratton. Peralta, 6-for-17, 2 doubles and a homer. Like both of them, and no one's going to play them nearly as much as some of these other matchups. A, because they're in AT&T. B, it's the late game. People forget about it. So if they can get it going in AT&T, they'll be a really good spot for you there. So there you have it with your Monday edition of Quick Hits, little 7-gamer to get you going for the week. Got a lot going on the website, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Go check out Scobie Snacks has a great new article on the roster moves in the NL Central. They had a lot of injuries and call-ups and all that good stuff. You had Andrew McClintock write a really cool piece about, should we just get rid of the catcher in fantasy baseball? Really cool think piece there, so go check that out. NFL Draft Weekend, big one in the books, one more to go. Tons of great draft content from all the writers over there. We'll have NASCAR coming up this week. We have a new guy jumping on board. We have golf again. Round one of the FedEx Cup is over. Bryson DeChambeau takes down the trust. And now we have 100 players left this week. So we'll have the Always Pressing Pod recording tonight. And so much more. So go check it out. Again, ratings and review on iTunes. QuantEdge, code BENCHED, BENCHED, for 10% off your membership. And draft.com, SD Sports, for entry into a free $3 tournament. But until then, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 27th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.